This is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent, here today in the streets of Troy at Freedom Square for the Spirit of the Suffragee opening ceremony.
But also,
and as you can hear in the background, they're getting ready to start. And it's a hot day today. I think it's about 81, 83 degrees. People are filing into Freedom Square. Today, they will have a concert by Faye Victor and Sun Ra. There also is free music, food, and art activities. And this is an 8-day event. It will run from June the 8th to August the 20th. All right, we got a special guest here from the 17th and 18th century, Sojourner Truth, who was an abolitionist and a feminist. And she has returned for a special appearance at Freedom Fest to talk to us. Let's hear what she has to say. Sojourner Truth.
Thank you. Oh, I used to give so many speeches to wide audiences, and I had to have a loud voice, make sure my words were heard, make sure my story was told. And even now, so many have no idea in their imagination or in their education who I am or what I've done. So much work I have put in for equal rights for everyone, particularly Black women. And here we are today. But so much has changed, right? And so much has stayed the same as well. I remember when I was a child and a slave, and we used to all sleep in one room. No one should sleep like that. There were these wooden boards on the floor and mud underneath. I seen many a slave get sick from sleeping in that room. And I remember being sold again and again and again. I remember how my first language was Dutch and how I was sold to an English-speaking master and how I was whipped for not understanding the master's wife. How much language can make a difference? Huh. I remember my first love. His name was Robert, but he lived on another plantation. And his master and my master could not agree for us to be together. And so I had 5 children, but it was not by Robert. It was by someone else. My life was decorated with choices I could not make for myself. Till one day I took my youngest, Sophia, and I didn't run in the night. I left right there in the sun, bold as I could be. My baby in my hand, running away to my own freedom. So it makes so much sense, does it not? For me to be here at Freedom Festival? Yeah. Woo! Someone who takes freedom into their own hands like I did? You see, these hands have seen much work. I remember one of my speeches, I said I could work as much, I could eat as much as a man when I could get it and bear the lash as well. Ain't I a woman? And these hands have carried much. These hands have fought for much. And these hands are still here. That makes me think of a sister I met. You see, my mother, Mau Mau Bet, and my father, James, we called him Bonfrey, means tree in Dutch. He was quite tall. Made sense to call him tree. They had about 10 different children. But I only knew a few of my siblings. I remember meeting one of my sisters. I looked into her face. I saw her eyes. I saw these hands that looked like mine. could not understand what the connection was until I spoke to another brother and sister who knew her, and I found out this woman whose face was like my mother's, whose hands were like mine, was my sister. You see, this system broke families apart. And even now we have systems here that break families apart. And though I'm gone, I visit from time to time, as you can see, there's so much that we still have to fight for. Maybe people aren't slaves. Maybe they are in some parts of the world. But there's folks still sleeping in one room. And even now, I always wanted to learn to read and write during my life. I had to study a bit just to host this today. But even now, there's young folks still wanting to learn more than they're learning now. So I'm calling all of you to work, to celebrate, and get back to work. To celebrate and get back to work. I like applause. Not only is this Freedom Festival, but this is my first day for Spirit of the Suffragettes. So I'll be coming back again and again and again. And we gonna hear some music. I used to sing quite often on my travels. I traveled all over the country, and I'd speak on women's rights and on Negroes' rights, and I'd sing. And I even had a book written of my life, and that book helped me. That book helped me buy a house. You know that I. How many of y'all know about my life? How many of y'all wish y'all knew a little more about my life? Oh. Well, here's a story. I traveled a lot. But in 1864, I was helping during the Civil War. I was living in DC. I was invited to the White House by Abraham Lincoln. And I went there. But also during my stay in DC after the Civil War, I was working to end segregation in Washington, DC. You see, they had this thing called Jim Crow and white-only streetcars. And so I took it upon myself to try to ride the white-only streetcars. Now I know I was probably dangerous, but so was slavery. What I have to lose, except my dignity, what I have to lose that I hadn't already lost. And so I fought to ride on white-only streetcars until they changed the legislation in Washington, D.C. that made them white-only streetcars. And that's a piece of history that I know so many don't know. That was long before, I believe y'all had the civil rights movement, long after me, fighting for the same thing, desegregation. I was fighting for that. I was fighting for that. I knew folks like Frederick Douglass. We saw eye to eye most of the time, except for when he thought black men should get the right to vote for black women. I said, we all should get the right to vote at the same time. At the same time. We should all have the same wages at the same time, vote at the same time, have all the rights at the same time that we deserve. Well, Spirit of the Suffragettes, that's where I was. It's an eight weeks of music and celebrating freedom and understanding the history of the suffragettes, understanding the fight there was to get the right to vote, to get so many rights that women weren't getting.
Pay attention, and we can change the world. Wait, did I forget to mention that I'm a rebel, rebel, rebel? Yeah. Where my rebel set?
Rebel, rebel.
I'm a rebel, rebel, rebel.